Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. We're talking about the travel experience and the tourist versus the traveler and the different kinds of travels that one has. And I mentioned, you know, in terms of the ports of these travels where we, Pinky and I, my wife and I, have gotten into the real in-depths of a particular country, and to a great extent it involves, you know, the archaeology. And just reflecting with you know, and after the second seminar, there are two things. I mean, one of them at the end, I said, I suggested to the students and to the faculty and to Dominic that in terms of this collaboration between the two universities and his invitation for the students to go to Berlin, because in June, that Pergamon exhibition is going to be inaugurated. We probably should try to put together some kind of an educational tour. And there's companies and entities that really devote themselves to that. Like EF, I was mentioning Education First, and the Harvard Museum of Natural History, or all these universities, you know, Harvard, Princeton, all of them have these very in-depth, more with professors, you know, being the guides and all, and they give you reading lists beforehand and all that kind of thing. So I throughout that, and I'm thinking, you know, I would love to join them, and you know, would go to Turkey, to Pergamon, and maybe Cappadocia and Istanbul, and then Berlin. So you see the original and the excavations and what they've been doing, and you've got this background presentation, of, you know, over 4 hours by Dominic as these different sites and what he's been doing and how he visualizes with the archaeologists what it was, and always, as he says, with uncertainty. And then you see what they put together, you know, through in a museum, and you know, whether you visit these great museums throughout the world, it's incredible what the curators put together, and in terms of archaeology, is one of the aspects that these great museums have done. So one idea is to see if we can put some kind of a tour together. But I was thinking, as a Rotarian, the next Rotary convention is going to be in Barcelona. I've got to check the date. It's usually around June or so. It was going to be, incidentally, in Dubai, Saudi Arabia, and because of all the mess, it was canceled way back, like in March, you know, really early on, for a convention that's going to be in June of 2027. So it's an indication of, you know, this war with Iran, what the damage and economic damage is causing to some of these Middle Eastern countries. And, you know, what Rotary did is, and that's probably about maybe 18,000 to 25,000 Rotarians would be, you know, participating in the convention like that. But anyway, it's going to be in Barcelona, and I'm just thinking, I haven't even talked to Dominic about this, but, you know, maybe if he comes to Barcelona for the convention, the Rotary International Convention, go then to Germany and maybe even Turkey, but that would be me, and maybe him for part of some of it, or we'll work it out. But we're at the end, first of all, the tour, then at the end, we're just talking about travels with our you know, respective wives, and of course it changes over life, you know, but then there's this travel with the family, and the travel with children and you know, grandchildren and children and different ages and all. You then have to do a completely different kind of trip, and you have to have it organized and schedule, because yeah, too much democracy and too much options and alternatives are confusing to everybody. No, it's going to be at 8 o'clock, you know, breakfast, and you got to have the luggage ready by, you know, 7:30, and we're going to do bop, 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 you know, et cetera. So those trips are very different, very organized, whether it's Africa, it was Egypt, and there was one that was Istanbul and the Greek islands and then Athens, and those trips were super special, but very different, you know, in terms of the ones we've taken are more cultural now, but more natural. So there's those, and then there's the individual ones that Pinky and I have taken just off on our own, and then there's the ones that you're with an organization, whether it's, you know, United Way or Rotary, or especially many, many trips with a legal organization called Lex Mundi that Mecano Valdez belonged to, and I was the one kind of representing Mecano Valdez. I was on the executive committee, on the board, and we had meetings all over the world, dealing with about, you know, now it's 165 law firms throughout the world, and one in each country, and get to know the country pretty well, and then travel quite a few places. So there are these travels that are related to organizations that you belong to, and you know they've been varied. You know, United Way, I remember, you know, Taiwan and Singapore, and then Lex Mundi, forget it, it was all over the place, and each one is kind of special, and you deal with the local people, because, you know, whether it's United Way or Rotary or the Lex Mundi law firm in the particular country. So you have those kinds of trips, and then you have the ones, you know, you end up in your business world, you know, you're asked to go to, you know, Chicago, or you have to go to Europe, a particular country, to be in person with a particular issue that involves getting all kinds of people. So just a tremendous variation of trips and access to cultures and different experiences that I just think it's one of the richer parts of life, and it opens the mind, it opens your point of view of different things. You have to practice somewhat. I mean, in our case, we try to work with the language to the very basic things, you know, Germany and Italy and France and all your work. And even Chinese and all your work a little bit. So it's very, there was an article, and it came in this Apple thing, and they sent us articles, and sometimes they're very old, but they're very pertinent, or very relevant. And this one's, you know, okay, I printed it out, and you know, it's, I've looked at it, you know, this morning, and it's a March 28, 2024 article, but it's so contemporaneous in terms of what it's saying. It says, there's always a come on these titles. It says, "This soft skill is the new Harvard degree," says expert. "It's the biggest competitive differentiator." And then you say, "Well, what?" and basically what it's saying is that the most important thing is what it's called the growth mindset. And basically it says, you know, it's learning through new experiences. And it's the advice is to prioritize continual learning and development. And that's especially crucial to young professionals today, you know, so that the skills are going to be changed, and you have to be ready to adapt to changes in your profession, or to move to some different profession as yours may not be relevant anymore in this day and age. And so this is, developing a growth mindset involves setting a challenging goals for yourself, taking risks and seeking feedback and coaching from others. And how you respond to the feedback is especially important, she says. You know, you have to welcome it. You have to listen to it, and you have to react to it. I keep on saying at the beginning of the program, I want your suggestions. I want your feedback, your constructive criticism. And I've received it, and I've taken them into account. And they've been really good, and they've been important. So this experiences of this mindset and all is part of when you go to travel and just choosing where you're going to go and how you're going to go and how you're going to do things is an experience. It's a learning experience that opens up the mind and that it is this growth mindset that we have to have throughout life. You know, it's I'm coming to the I almost always give you the quotes from Nuevo Día, and these two are from the 12th and from the 15th of August. And the first one is by the Danish philosopher Kierkegaard. It says, la vida no es un problema que hay que resolver, sino una realidad que hay que experimentar. Life is not a problem that we have to resolve, but a reality that we have to experience. Experiment, sorry, not experimentar, it should be experiment. The other one, the 16th, is by one of my favorite is this Roman emperor. I've cited him quite a few times. Luis Alvarez introduced me to him, the Meditations by Marco Aurelio. El impedimento a la acción avanza la acción. Lo que se interpone en el camino se convierte en el camino. The impediment to action advances action. What is interposed, what becomes an obstacle in the road, is part of the road. Basically they're saying that as we go through these impediments, these experiences, these obstacles, these challenges that we have are part of life, are part of the goals and that we have to have and overcome and enjoy. There's another one that says, hay felicidad en el deber, aunque no lo parezca, es José Martí. And this is the 15th of August, you know, the Cuban patriot. There is happiness in duty, although it doesn't appear so. Those words of wisdom, I think, you know, go in and I think just aside the thing, you know, the travels and the decision to go as a traveler instead of a tourist, you know, where everything's taken care of for you, is really good for the growth mindset and develops the mind. And so, you know, going back to Dominic Lengel, the professor from Berlin, and my decision to go to his lectures and to listen to this whole different world from, you know, the architect and visualization and what he is very specialized area opened my mind and opens my mind and says, okay, I'd like to go to this Pergamon. I'd like to go to definitely now, you know, go to Berlin and see this. It becomes more concrete. In terms of Dominic, he is a real traveler. He's come. This is his third trip to Puerto Rico, and the first time when he finally showed up, finally, because he'd been 3 or 4 days in Puerto Rico, and he grabbed the car, rented. He always says he rents a car, and went off throughout all of the island. He visited many places that I've never been to. all the way up the mountains, out to the southwest coast, northwest coast, and that is his frame of mind to get in by himself, all by himself. Get out there. His Spanish is okay. I mean, you know, but you know, of course, he's German. He's originally from Hungary. His parents are from Hungary, although he grew up in Germany. And his wife is French, so you know he has a lot of language skills and cultural background. But I was just amazed. So when he comes and he says he's gonna, we really do took him to Calle. He went out. He ended up using my pants and my shirts with the stains and a sock and some. The person that works there, their boots, because he wasn't really prepared. Gave him my machete, and off we went, you know. And he really helped me cut down all the different things, which incidentally also related to Rotary on that Tuesday before he arrived. We had an activity at Produce. Produce, and it's Calle Hoar, Hoare in Miramar, and they put this place together, and it's a great organization because it purchases from the local farmers and then, you know, distributes and sells at this location with nice parking. And we had an activity by Rotary, and incidentally got to know the owner, and I asked them whether they would, you know, they would buy my products from Calle, which I've been giving them away. And so what we produce, I delivered on Saturday to Produce, almost 100 pounds of bananas. And ajices, about 3 pounds of ajices, and papaya and avocados. And we'd like to develop a relationship and help them because, they're helping the local farmers, and recommend you go by there and say. But anyway, he helped me. And then on Sunday, we went to Dorado, to the beach, and showed them the architecture in that area, showed them Tassi School. We went to local restaurants on two occasions. He really wants to delve into the local food and the local, you know, activities and the up in the mountains and the farm, and really go down to, you know, we have a represa with the spring water. So, that's the kind of person I love to be with, learn so much. If you were that kind of person, it's a catalyst for you then to become riskier and do things that maybe you sit back and that's not good. At least that's my view. But so left running out of time, and in the second segment, this is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections. We'll be right back and change the topic on going to do some interesting areas of sports and things that have been happening recently. So we'll be right back after the pause.